Not today, old friend. Not today. Because we won our first road game! Grossy Posse Packer Nation! Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossy, fresh off a Green Bay Packer overtime win, which may or may not be the reason why I have little to no voice, in that I just returned from MetLife Stadium witnessing a crazy game in which the Packers won their first road and only road game of the season, beating the Jets 44-38 in overtime and going on to 5-8-1 on the year. Now, before we jump into all the logistical stuff of, kind of like play-by-play, kind of looking at some highlights here, I want to go through the stats in that Rodgers was 37 for 55, 442 yards, two touchdowns, and two rushing touchdowns. Was very efficient on the ground. Those look like the Rodgers stats that we all know and love and the things that we are used to. Rodgers still missed some throws, still missed some open people. There's plenty of people who are in the fans screaming about all the missed throws and opportunities that were in front of him. But Rodgers really, this was kind of like a put the team on his back kind of moment, considering our defense is so rattled with injuries, which was very apparent today. I think we only got two sacks on the day, one coming from, if I'm not mistaken, Martinez and Fackrell. And then we just had no pass rush on Sam Darnold whatsoever. And so this was going to be the Aaron Rodgers show. Jamal Williams filling in for a recently injured Aaron Jones, who's going to be on IR for the rest of the season. On the ground, was very efficient, went 15 for 95 for a touchdown and had a couple catches through the air as well. Equanimeous St. Brown, 5 for 94. He was doing pretty well, too, and he got a big smack right before the half in which he had to go in for concussion protocol. Devontae Adams, 11 for 71 with the game-winning OT touchdown, was held in check most of the day, and or Rodgers just missed him, only getting that late touchdown at the very, very end. And then Kumerow, I would be remiss not to mention Mr. Kumerow with his going 3 for 68, getting his first touchdown of the season. If I'm not mistaken, of his career during the regular season. So kudos to you, Mr. Kumerow. Also, Sam Darnold going 24 for 35, 341 yards and three touchdowns. He had a great game. And then Robbie Anderson destroyed our defense, going 9 for 141 touchdown. That guy is so ridiculously fast. No matter how fast it looks like he is on that TV, he's much, much faster in person. Now, kind of a couple things I just want to touch on as we celebrate this victory. Brian Bulaga, good God, how many freaking holding calls did you have? I counted at least four. And the fact that one was the go-ahead touchdown, thankfully we got it, when Rodgers QB snuck it in there, that was problematic. But yeah, Bulaga, good God, we really need to work on the holding. MVS also had two really big drops, ones that could have gone for at least, 15, 20 yards or more. Jamon Moore, good God, good God. Why do you run it? Why do you run it out? Running it out, getting hit, fumbling the ball and giving the Jets an opportunity to go up by even more, but going up by two scores. We really need to figure out our special teams. Our special teams was awful today. Obviously, we need not Tremont Williams to return. Obviously, he got hit really hard, which caused a fumble that we wound up recovering, but that was problematic. Tremont Williams is not going to be a good punt/kick returner, kind of that playmaker. Jamon Moore is not going to be that guy either, at least not right now. He isn't. And in addition, the special teams also, we allowed a kickoff return for a touchdown, and we learned that we allowed a big kickoff return at the very end of the game, or regulation. So, all those things, Rob Zook needs to get fired, yesterday. Please, please, God, fire him. Fire him now. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of the changes that occurs during the off season. Now, speaking of the Packers, the Packers, their offense, man, it didn't look like this was going to be a good day to be a Packers fan. A bunch of people actually wound up leaving, some before even halftime. But we were down until the last 2 minutes of the game, or last 2 minutes of regulation. And again, what I saw was there was a lot of Packer fans there. There was one woman in particular who like came up and went to a Jets fan and was like, I want you guys to win because I want a better draft pick. And a couple of Packer fans behind me were like, I hate you. That was kind of like how I felt as well. So yeah, I know there's a bunch of you out there that are kind of maybe even upset at the fact that we lost this game because it does hurt our standings within the draft. But I was happy to see the Packers win. You already know my stance on it. I want to see my team win regardless of what occurs in the draft. We got our first and only road win of the season, so that's a good thing. I was very happy about that. Now we go finish out the year with the Lions, and we'll see that. And that overtime drive, too, was only kept alive by terrible, terrible Jet penalties, which I am more than grateful for. A lot of penalties on both teams and kind of just really an ugly game. And they're like, no, you win. No, you win. No, here you go. You win. But it was good to see Rodgers at least back to somewhat being his form. And I would say overall a great team win. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. Thanks for joining for my little makeshift streams that I did. My data plan will not thank me at the end of the year. But that was a lot of fun. Literally streamed until my phone died. So that was a good time. But let me know what you thought about the game. You could always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or at TomGrossiComedy on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Patreon, and all that great, wonderful stuff. There'll be new Patreon rewards going out this week, which I will detail. We're most likely not going to do a Lions fan interview this week, just because with the upcoming holidays, it's going to be really hard to schedule people. We will still have our predictions episode coming out on Wednesday morning, and we will also... which will be Christmas. No, will be Christmas? No, day after Christmas. And we will also be having the kind of coaching head prospect breakdown, at least for this week. But that's the game plan. Also, if you want to save $20 on your first SeatGeek purchase, which I did for this game, just use promo code TomGrossi, save yourself $20, and helps the show. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi, amped up as always. And as always, go Packers.